This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
So really quick, before we get over to, I know a lot of people thought the mob just kind of faded away. They were eradicated by those unconstitutional agencies that have been created, like, you know, the alpha agencies, like the CIA and the FBI. No, folks. It wasn't done away with. What they did, like Saul Alinsky, they took his advice. Saul Alinsky is a... He was the guy that wrote the book called Rules for Radicals. He's in hell now where he belongs. And he attributed Rules for Radicals to Satan himself. No joke. And a lot of what you have in the halls of government today are disciples of that book. No joke. No joke. Okay? He's the guy that said, listen carefully, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. No. He said, what they do is they cut their hair, comma, put on suits, and then infiltrate the system from within. You know, isn't that what's crazy. I mean, folks, I can sit around people all day long that are unsaved in a lot of ways, and I'm talking about literally unsaved, but they'll speak the truth that's in their heart because I appreciate that truth. Though I am a preacher and I am not any different with them than I am with anybody else, I mean, it's just a matter of minutes before they start fearing the God, even in their conversation around me. It happens all the time because I don't tolerate it, just so you know. I don't want them to besplatter, as Charles Spurgeon said, my robe. What are you talking about? The robe of righteousness that Christ puts on. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And he gives us a robe of righteousness in Isaiah 58. Read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. But these people speak the truth in their heart. I trust those people more than I trust people in the Church of America today. Because at least they speak the truth. Am I justifying their lives? No. They need to repent. They must be born again. But those that claim to be born again inside of the church, they're not born again. They're just better pretenders, that's all. Deceiving themselves. All the way to hell. The hell that they're sowing into in their personal and private lives. Now, why am I saying that? Because I want you to understand, folks, what you see in government today is not, it wasn't a riddance of the mob. The mob has just transpired, it's transitioned into what you see today in government. These are the radicals, these are the revolutionaries. You see them attacking us on a daily basis in this country. Who is it? Is it Osama bin Laden doing it? No! It's your government doing it. Again, go back to September 11th. Look at the agencies that have been created to war against the American people. And P.S., for the record again, since September 11th, I've been telling the people that those agencies are unconstitutional, and they have been put in place to attack the American people, and the DHS made me shine like a diamond. Because it only took them 2 years to write out their little manifesto as to what a domestic terrorist is. 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and guess what it is? You and me. As you can well see. And they're the ones that are supposed to be the ones protecting the borders. They're the ones busing them into America today. Why is this happening? Because people didn't want to listen. Well, the good news is Mayorkas, man, you know, that sodomite, that pedophile, you know, that guy, you know, he's getting impeached right now. No, it's all a dog and a pony show. It's just another distraction. Can I ask you something, folks, real quick? With all of these distractions going on through the mainstream media, when it comes to corruption with those that are politicians, which one has actually been brought to justice? With all of these scandals that are highlighted on a daily basis in this country, which one's been brought to justice? I just want to know. Because we see a lot of innocent Americans actually being brought to injustice, and I'm here to tell you that an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Isn't that crazy? You know, I'm trying to find an email I just got this morning, and it was this whole Fannie Willis. You know, this whole it's nothing but a distraction. Don't even pay attention to all of that. You want to know why? Because no matter what they find on her, she's not going to go to jail unless the people get involved to make sure that justice is done. It's another distraction. That's all it is. All of this nonsense with Hunter Biden, it's all a distraction. Has he been charged yet? Nope. How many times have we heard from the good guys in D.C.? You know what? We have damning evidence against Hunter Biden. We have damning evidence against Hillary Clinton. We hear politicians, I'm going to go ahead and get a prosecutor, and I'm going to lawfully deal. Where's all that justice that they promised? It's never delivered. It's just a new distraction, a nothing less than smoke and mirrors to keep you distracted from what they're doing. That's all. And as I said during the first segment on hour one, isn't it interesting Joe Biden is demanding accountability from other countries? I didn't know that he was the president of other countries. Matter of fact, lawfully speaking, I didn't know that he was the president of the United States of America either. But as long as the people think he is, he's going to continuously play the part. He's a bad actor, isn't he? But again, let's go back to this. The NFL and the ties between the mob. I want to highlight that in just one moment. Before I do that, I want you to see this because I want to put you, I want to get your spirits up. And I'm being facetious, okay? In a country where your government says illegally in sanctioning the murder of over 70 million of your own children, murdering their own children. They call it a right. There is no constitutional right whatsoever. God never gave us the right. Proverbs 6:17. But in the face of making sure that babies are murdered and women can murder their babies, this is all coming from your said politicians throughout the United States of America. I want you to know they have a little monkey, friends. He's going to make it. This little monkey, he's going to make it. Don't worry about it. This is news. This is national news, friends. Go ahead and murder your children, but we want to highlight the preservation of a life when it comes to a monkey. This is showing you Americans that the powers that are tolerated, this is communism to the core, right? They're rejoicing over the life of this monkey in the face of rejoicing over the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in your country. This is what the American people are submitting to. I wanted to highlight this before the end of this segment. We're going to get over to the NFL in just a moment. But hey, again, friends, go ahead. Kill your own children, saith the government. Murder them as long as their bureaucratic buddies get a little payday from the money while the murder is taking place. Fool you on the humans. Let's promote this. Look at the monkeys. All right. Boy, Americans, this is reprobate. America's abandoned to its sin. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
February is Heart Month, and every year Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just looking. Sometimes, listen, I hold to the King James. I'll always go to the concordance. And if I want to go ahead and check out other, you know, definitions or go deeper, I can go to the book of Josephus. I can check out some of his testimonial. I can go back over to my 1600 Geneva Bible. I have that as well. I do all my definitions from the Webster's 1828, which our forefathers established. And I'm saying that for the reason that sometimes the amplified version of the Bible, it just, what it does, it just comes in and amplifies it. It opens up the exposition a little bit more to paint a broader picture for you. And when I think of Jeremiah 11:13, because it's the idolatry of sports, the idolatry of men, idolatry of whatever it comes before the Lord is really what it is, right? But when you go to Jeremiah 11:13, in specific, speaking of sports, I want you to hear this really quick because I want to hear it. And again, it's the amplified version, and I don't know why. Of course, because I'm on the radio. That's why. I'll just go to the King James Version, too. I have no problem doing that. Not at all. When you go to Jeremiah 11:13, it says, "For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods." Okay? O Judah, this is Jeremiah the prophet reproving them. "And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal?" In other words, their praise and worship goes to their idols. Okay, and what is that? Well, when you go to a football game, you see them all dressed up, right? Half this color, half the other color. They're half naked. In Minnesota, they'll put purple and yellow, and then they'll have horns on their head. They scream out like a bunch of idiots every time their favorite player makes a rigged play. Did you just say rigged? Yep, it's rigged. It's all rigged. It's just like pro wrestling. Folks, I'm just going to shift right into this. Of course it is. Of course it is. It's all predicated upon gambling. It's all fixed. There is so many videos coming out yesterday of people paying attention play by play concerning this last Super Bowl that took place as being fraudulent and fixed. Without me saying too much, I want these guys to say what I can't say, because they're coming out and telling us that it's all rigged. Okay, so let's get to it, because I want to rain on some idols today. How about you? Yeah, it's our job to do that. Let's get to it. Yeah, I know there's about 15 people that just left. They don't want to see it. No, don't do that. Don't take away my idols, Bradley. It's my job. I'm a preacher. Okay? And first of all, if that's how you're responding, because many of you just did, you deserve exactly what you're going to get. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. Back in 1990, on the Pat Sajak show, well, you know what? Why don't we just let him go ahead and say it? This is craziness. Here we go.
Interference, how organized crime influences professional football. Please welcome its author, Dan Moldea.
Virtually every team owner gambles?
No fewer than 26.
That's
NFL team owners have documented ties, past and present NFL team owners have documented business ties to either the gambling community and or the organized crime syndicate. I'm also saying that no fewer than 70 NFL games have been fixed.
What has happened?
Well, I first got into this about 1983. Vincent Persani, who is the head of the Michigan State Attorney General's Office Organized Crime Division, told me, if you're going to do a book about the NFL, Dan, you're going to have to get into this guy Don Dawson, because he was fixing games. We knew it. I went to my friends and my sources at the Internal Revenue Service, the Organized Crime Intelligence Division. They said Don Dawson was fixing games. I went to the FBI, the Organized Crime and Racketeering Section of the Justice Department, and Strike Force Field Offices. Everybody told me what Don Dawson was fixing games. I then went to Dawson. I tracked him down. I jumped through all kinds of hoops to interview him. And when I interviewed him on about the 7th or 8th interview, he admitted to me that he had personally participated in the fixing of no fewer than 32 NFL games.
How does that happen?
He liked to work with the quarterback. The quarterback would come to him and say,
pay attention to that.
I need some bread. What's the line on the game this week? And the bookmaker would say, you guys are favored by 6 points. And then the reply was, we're not going to cover the spread. And basically that was it.
Are drugs involved in this at all?
Yeah, drugs are the real variable in all of this. I mean, when a drug dealer has a relationship with a player, there's an extortionate edge to that situation, whereby that dealer has that player's career in his hands because of the drug policies within the NFL for throwing a person out. Within the past few years, no fewer than 9 NFL teams have been investigated because their players were receiving drugs from gamblers. Now, I know gamblers who on principle refuse to sell drugs, but I'm not aware of many drug dealers who on principle refuse to gamble.
Investigations get quashed.
The NFL security people, who are all former Justice Department people,
the NFL is rigged.
Colleagues in the Justice Department or in these various law enforcement agencies, and they'll say, we can handle this internally. Let us handle internally so that we're not getting all the publicity that we would be getting.
It is a strange sport, because it is the one sport where you can go to a game and come away, even if your home team has won, disappointed, because you're not as much interested in the outcome as the players.
Oh, yeah. Now they're starting to legalize gambling in Oregon. They're going to have a sports lottery, NFL lottery in Oregon, Kentucky. I mean, the state isn't in the bookmaking business for eleemosynary or philanthropic purposes. Yeah. They're going to be in this to make money. They're going to take a 40-60% skim of the handle of the total pool of bets. And in the end, they're going to educate the public as to how to gamble, how to use the point spread. And then the public is going to realize that it can get a bigger bang for its buck from Charlie the bookie, the friendly local bookmaker at the corner bar, who's going to be making you put up $11 to win 10, and taking a 10% vigorous or commission on the losing bets he books.
Okay, so again, folks, just showing you, and again, Bradley didn't say anything, and I just am confirming what I always knew to be true. I always knew to be true. Well, let's listen to some of the football players. How about that? Now, over the week, we covered some of this, and a lot of football players are now coming out and saying it is rigged. Okay? And they're told what they're going to do a week, 2 weeks ahead of time. Sometimes they're told they're going to get hurt. A week later, you're going to come back, you're going to recover, and we're going to make you the star of the game. In other words, what they do is they kind of expect sacrifice from everybody when it comes to the truth. And if you lie along with them and play along with them concerning their scripted plays, then you're rewarded somehow. Oh, that's not good. Let's go over to this guy. He is a former football player, Bubba Smith, and he's talking about the fixing of the Super Bowl. I want to say this again so everybody hears me. There is a ton of videos coming out right now on this very topic as to how it is completely rigged from start to finish. And again, I want to make sure everybody understands, folks, this is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time. But what's happening is people are starting to pay attention because people don't like to be lied to. Well, guess what, friends? You're being lied to. So let's check this one out.
Man, because I read somewhere where you said that Super Bowl III.
Hold on. Let's line this up properly. Okay. Super Bowl III, Baltimore Colts, the power of the NFL, taking out the upstart New York Jets from the AFL. You guys were the biggest favorite in Super Bowl history, right? No way you could lose. You end up losing 16-7. What happened?
Well, I personally think the game was fixed.
The game was fixed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear the people?
So, Michael and his peers.
I do want you to take note, folks, real quick. That the former NFL star and actor Bubba Smith, actor, that's what politicians are as well, that's what those guys are on the field, they're actors, claiming that it was rigged, he was found dead at the age of 66 years old. So there's billions of dollars that are being made. So these guys are really putting their necks out there for me and you to make sure that we have the truth of the matter. And again, this is coming from the inside out. Let's go on. Bubba Smith.
Could make the money that they made.
Michael Irvin. You made the league better, so what you're saying, if you guys lost?
See, if the Jets don't win that game, then they don't have the NFL the way it is today.
Oh, because it was the merger.
It was the merger. That was
right.
The third.
How did they fix a game like that?
See, the quarterback.
Yeah.
If you remember, we went inside the 25 times in the first half.
Right.
And come away with no points.
Right.
Which is not a characteristic of a cold team.
But nobody came to you and said, hey, Bubba, here's, well,
no,
you know.
No.
Well, who did they go to? Sorry.
they go to the quarterback. Remember what the first guy said, pay attention to the quarterback.
You're trying to get me killed.
Well, who did? So they went to the quarterback. That's what you feel. That's what you feel.
I know he was in on it.
Yep.
I know that he was in on it.
If you go way back and look at all the
Super Bowls. He's very careful what he's saying, isn't he?
Now, they run every Super Bowl, right?
Right.
And when you get to three this year, when you just happen to be watching it, you'll see Jimmy Orr standing down in the end zone like this. Nobody is within 30 yards of him.
Yep.
He's the primary receiver.
Yep.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine has given Russia a win. Troops have withdrawn from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being surrounded. The battle for that industrial hub has been one of the bloodiest of the 2-year war. Meanwhile, Russia trying to develop a nuclear space weapon that would destroy satellites in orbit around the Earth with a massive energy pulse. The technology is being called a nuclear EMP, basically a pulse of electromagnetic energy in highly charged particles that would disrupt satellites that control cell phones, TV, the internet, just about everything. Former President Donald Trump was very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial, calling it a witch hunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want you to see this. This is a live feed. I just checked this during the break just to show you how many there are. I could spend hours on this just watching all of the evidence coming out, what people are talking about. And I don't usually do this. I'm very cautious about all that kind of stuff. But, folks, there's no denying this. The refs are a part of it. Those that are doing the booking, they have to go to the said quarterback to go ahead and fix the game. I mean, they're resetting plays, going from the second down to the first down. They're throwing interceptions when they have players that are wide open. You also see the NFL, by the way, giving themselves over to drag. You see this, right? It's because they're all a part of it, just like all the corporations in this fascist state that you're allowing them to breed. But again, going back to the point, there's a lot of evidence of it being rigged. And we just got done listening to a guy that told us it was rigged, okay? I want you to listen to this one, because this is the video that we played in the past concerning the
Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp, that would get dropped off at his locker, and you would have to, you know, it was like week one you'll do this, week two you're gonna have a hamstring injury, week three this is gonna happen, week four you're gonna get three touchdowns, and so then you just have to. Did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We were really dedicated to it, so it was more so like that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on, and this is what we have to do in order to.
Yeah. And this referee is going to miss this call because they hate you and they love the Colts.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
WWF, so it's like, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah. What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
Yeah.
It's funny, before we see,
so folks, it's very legitimate. These are football players that are coming forward and telling. Here's another
one. Bengals orange, Rams yellow. Last year you had that Eagles teal and the Chiefs red.
Okay, that's not the one I was just seeing. I was just seeing another one. They just did the video. Here's another guy predicting the Super Bowl will be rigged, like our elections. Of course it is. It's showing videos here of the rigged plays. How they were all set up, and it just goes on. They've released scripts concerning what was going to happen. We've seen this on the mainstream media actually release voting polls weeks before the voters ever went out and cast their votes. So again, this is no surprise to anybody, at least anybody that's paying attention as to what's going on here. And honestly, I'm glad that it's coming out, because it tears down another lie that the powers that are tolerated are trying to put up. And this is given over to their little cronies in the mob that are hooked at the hip with the NFL. Well, let's go back. Let's go back. Remember Jerry Rice? I remember him as a kid. Well, he talks about it too, and I want you to listen to what he has to say.
And so Monday morning we get a booklet that says game plan to a championship, right? And we all thinking, oh Lord, please, you know, their defense averages 280 off on defensive front, our offensive line averages 350, 340, you know, please let this be, you know, a smash mouth type game plan. Open it up, bam, it's like heaven. You know, smash mouth, and we're gonna go Wheatley and Crockett, and we're gonna smash mouth, and we're gonna, you know, beat these little guys up. Friday morning we get in, and we have a brand new game plan. I've never had a coach 2 days before a game change a game plan. And to change the game plan so drastically from we're not going to smash them up, we're going to try and throw the ball 60 times versus this guy.
Well, you know, with Tim Brown came out and said head coach Bill Callahan essentially sabotaged the game to let the Buccaneers win. And you agreed. I had played in Super Bowls with the Niners and stuff like that. What you work on all week long, you carried it.
This is from the 70s and the 80s, guys.
It was weird that...
have people not been paying attention?
All week long, we...
Bruh. Listen to what the players are saying, bruh. They're telling you without telling you, bruh. Oh, my goodness.
We talk about pounding the ball, running the ball with the running backs that we had. And all of a sudden that Saturday, we decided.
I mean, again, folks, so there's just another one. As I said earlier, I could literally sit here all day just highlighting all of the
in
feed.
Red, you know what that means.
The feed.
Who one sees the Niners and the Ravens are making the Super Bowl.
People are noticing what's going on. The pre-scripted plays. The referees voting in favor of the team that they're supposed to vote in favor of by giving bad calls. Again, resetting plays where it was the second down. They put it back at the first down, expecting that people were entertained by everything going on in between each play. It's just a sickening joke. It is absolutely a sickening joke. And I want to tell you what's worse than that is when you see these guys... And I highlighted this before. When you see these guys like Patrick Mahomes, you say, well, Bradley, you're just being harsh. No, I'm being honest. Because my love does not tolerate false doctrine. Are you going to tell me all these football players and those behind the scenes and those in government agencies that are calling the NFL for fraud and setting and scripting the plays to make billions of dollars to go in favor of the team that they say to win, and what do? They go to the quarterbacks so they can assure their victory so they know which way to bet. Are you telling me the likes of let's say Tim Tebow or the likes of a Patrick Mahomes here, who the said professed Christians put up as a Christian man? Are you telling me that Patrick Mahomes doesn't know that it's all scripted and it's premised on a lie? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I would suspect that Patrick all the while knows what he's doing because he's the one helping rig the game. And what's worse is when you see people post these, which I'm highlighting right now, it's a picture of Patrick Mahomes, such a pious, godly man, deceiving the people that are buying the tickets as he throws the game or he wins the game concerning his scripted plays, working with the referees on the field. He's such a godly man. No. Let me say this. Thou shalt not lie. It's the ninth commandment. Proverbs 19:9 comes to my aid that a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. But yet the idolaters in the church, they put out posts like Patrick coming out and praying on the field 2 hours before every game that he plays, because he says that my Christian faith plays a role in everything that I do. We're talking about a different Jesus here, folks, because that is not a Christian faith. That's a walking contradiction. When you obey Satan in lying and you have the audacity to put on yourself the name Christian, you better beware, because the Bible is clear. It's the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. I'll tell you what's happening right now. Just like the Lord said, he'll bring all things to the light. Right? This guy right here is a full-blown hypocrite, is what he is. He's a liar. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he wants to sell himself just like a corrupt politician to the people that he's a Christian. Well, put that up against 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Satan himself transforms what? Himself into an angel of light. Not darkness. An angel of light. Wow. Why do professed Christians, those that go and support these deceivers, this is like going to a pro wrestling match. We all know it's fake, but people still go in and give them their money to be lied to be deceived by a bunch of actors. Why do professed Christians do that? I want to tell you why. They do it because they want to attempt to justify their own hypocrisies for going and watching the game. Oh, and how extreme does it get? I got to show you. I played this during the beginning of the week. I want you to see this. This is a church commercial. What I'm going to show you is a church commercial that set up their pulpit as a football field. You want to know why those guys on the field are lying? Because it's those in the church pews, the congregants, as they call themselves, in the said Christian church, the Church of the American Apostates, because they're the ones feeding into the lies of the idols that they themselves put up. Look at this commercial. You can't make it up. This is why they're a reproach. This is why these hypocrites have no respect. Look at this.
Well, hey, folks, time to meet our players. Let's head down to the field for today's starting lineups.
This is a church.
Let's hear it for Team Mingo.
This is, again, a church in America.
Call it in the air. Tails!
This is the pastor and his wife.
Yeah, let's just go with tails. Would you like to kick or receive the Bible?
I will receive.
Okay.
Tom wins the toss, chooses to receive the Bible. Patterson back with
the kick. Who's going to receive the Bible? That kicker passed the Bible.
Oh, my goodness!
Is that a... Folks, what an offense. What an embarrassment. Those that should know the truth of the matter are the very deceived that are rigging and helping those NFL players to rig a system of deception and making billions of dollars. Whoa! I wish I had the energy to say it a different way. You can't make it up. Embarrassing. A lack of Christianity. Again, what you've just seen is the Church of the Apostate. This is not the Church of Jesus Christ. This is idolatry. These people should know better. We're going to come right back. We got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Guys, it's the final segment.
I want to end
this on a positive note, and I want to give you a story that only the guy that knows the story, that partook of the story, is going to tell you. And it's out of testimony. It's very powerful. I want to leave on a good note again, and on a positive note, because it's been a lot of inundation of a lot of the stuff that we're tolerating in this country. And if we want to right the wrongs, then we're going to have to stand up and do it. And here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And Americans, I want to tell you this. As much as the media tries to keep you divided, I'm telling you, if you take the time to speak to your neighbors, they're saying and thinking the same things you are. They're tired of what they're promoting. They're tired of the lawlessness. They're tired of being attacked by their own federal and state governments. Okay? So I'm here to tell you, folks, we still, again, have the freedom to do the right thing. We need to do that. I want to go over to this because this is super cool. This little dude, he had his parents. You know what? I'm just going to let him tell you. I don't need to tee it up for him. He is just a sweetheart of a kid. He's extremely intelligent. And I want you to listen to how this little boy, without even anybody telling him what he needs to do, is taking responsibility. So he can be better for his parents, he said. Check this out.
Forever, for the rest of the childhood. But when I was 5 years old, my mom almost died. I had to saved my mom's life at the age of 5 years old because I knew that something was wrong with her, so I told my grandma to take her to the hospital. And, like, they said that if she wasn't there 1 minute later, she would have died. So,
and taking care of his mama.
For a month, I didn't see my mom because she was in ICU, and those were the worst 30 days of my life. But I had a long talk to God, and I told him, if you can bring my mom back, I will be the greatest son that I could ever be. Most kids, they think that...
A little boy taking care of his mom in the hospital who died, almost died, I'm sorry, said it was the worst 30 days of his life because his mom wasn't home with him. Said he had a talk with God, and he made a deal with the Lord that if you let my mama live, I'll be the best son that you've ever had. Whoa. Whoa. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth perfected praise. What a beautiful, beautiful little man. What an intelligent little man. What a heart this little man has. He was perfecting himself before the Lord. He was correcting himself so he could be perfected to the glory of the Father. Matthew 5:17. I just said, I gotta play this. I want the world to see this little man. This little guy right here gets it. He gets it. Anybody see on social media platforms how 60 people just dropped off? They weren't dropped off, they were cut off. I just want you to pay attention to that. That's called censorship. You've just seen it. Okay? Now what I want to do is I want to play this, and it's just audio. But I want you to hear this analogy because it's true every step of the way. It's a man that went to Alaska, and he'll tell you a story that I couldn't say any better than what he just did, and I want to play it for the duration of the show. I'll end up saying goodbye to you, but I want you to hear it in the process. Check it out.
They're doing a lawsuit. We're way out in the Aleutian Islands, getting ready to leave and go back to Anchorage and then home. And I had a ticket in my pocket to get on an airplane. A pastor came up, and he said, listen, I can save you money. I said, how's that? He said, I flew a small airplane up here, and I fly a small airplane, and I can take you in my little airplane, and you can save your ticket. And this did not sound... I said, gee, thank you so very, very much, but I've got this ticket. We'll just make our way on home, me and this other lawyer with me. He said, no, you got to do it, you got to do it. And against every better judgment I had, I said, okay. Well, we went out to the airport, took us by his little plane, and I looked at it. And I thought, well, one good thing, it's shiny. Then he walked around it. We got in. He's on the left front. I'm on the right front. The other lawyer's sitting right behind me. And he started it up. And it started up just fine. Well, we taxied out. I said, should we pray? He said, yeah, that's a good idea. We normally don't. I said, well, this time we're gonna. And I'm telling you, I prayed 5-8 minutes. I prayed a long time. We went and got on the runway. He starts down the runway. The plane lifted off ever so gently, and we start climbing. And it's wonderful. Not a problem in the world. We started climbing, and we flew probably 3-4 minutes. And something happened that will never leave my mind. The pilot turned to me, and he said, we're going in the clouds, and I can't fly in clouds. They make me pass out. I said, clouds make you do what? Now, it's been cloudy all day, and we go right up into the clouds, and you can't see anything. And he looks at me, and his eyes roll back in his head, and he starts mumbling, and he passes out cold. Now, I grabbed him, and I shook him, and I said, come on, you got to wake up so I can kill you. Now, we're in the clouds, flying along with no pilot. And my friend in the back seat said, we're dead, aren't we? I said, there's a very good chance of that, yes. He said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. But there was a radio right there, And I handed him the microphone and I said, start asking for help. So he's in the back seat reaching up and he said, hello, hello. We didn't know any proper radio etiquette. All we were saying was hello. And somebody answered back, hello, hello. Don't you guys know proper radio etiquette? And I said, give me. I said, we don't know nothing. Tell him we're in an airplane with a passed out pilot and we don't know how to fly this plane. The guy said, I'm a freighter flying out of Anchorage on the way to Tokyo. And he said, you're telling me you have nobody can fly that plane with you? I said, tell him that's correct. Now you gotta understand, I am sweating bullets. He said, the first thing I'm gonna do is start circling so I don't lose you. Because I'll fly out of range of your radio and you won't have me anymore. And he said, I'm going to get Anchorage Emergency for you. And Anchorage Emergency will be the people that can maybe help you. Try to save your life.
This is powerful.
After about 5 minutes, Anchorage came on, said, we understand you have a passed out pilot. And those of you do not know how to fly that plane. We said, that's right. They said, well, the first thing we got to do is find you. And I'll never forget what this man at Anchorage said. He said, my job is to get you home safe. He said, that's my job. But he said, here's the deal. If you want me to get you home safe, you got to promise me you'll obey my voice. He said, you can't see me, but I can see you. And he said, if you're not going to obey my voice, you're going to die. When you can't see anything, you have no idea how disorientated you become. Finally, he said, okay, I found you. Now, hear me clear. He said, you're 4 minutes from a mountain. He said, you're going to crash in that mountain and die. Follow my voice. I never said, I have to follow your voice. Is that reasonable? You see, I understood without his voice, I had nothing. And do you understand? Without God's voice, you have nothing. Nothing.
Amen.
Finally, he got us turned. And he said, I'm freezing all the traffic in the area. He said, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get you to Anchorage, and there's a lot of weather between you and Anchorage. You're in for a rough ride. And he said, I want you to hear me. I don't want you to look at what's going on outside. I don't want you to pay attention to the storm, just my voice. He said, if you start watching the storm, you will die. But I'll take you through it. Now, because they cleared all the traffic, several pilots, those nighttime freighters, those 747s, started talking to us. They said, we're praying for you, men. You're going to make it. But listen to the voice. That's the key. They said, trust the voice. You realize your head is full of voices. And everybody in this world wants to talk to you. And everybody wants to be the controlling voice. And God says, I want you to be a living sacrifice. I want you to put yourself on the altar and let my voice be your voice. Finally, we went through the worst of the weather, but there was still more. And then the voice came back and it said, now, I'm going to line you up. He said, I'm going to bring you in right down the runway. And at the foot of the runway are some lights, and they're in the form of a
cross. About 2 minutes longer, folks. I'm going to let this play out. I'm not going to shut it off.
It's the way home. Finally, he's bringing us down. We still can't see anything. And all he kept saying is, stay with me. My sheep, the Bible says, hear my voice.
Amen.
And they follow me.
Amen, Lord.
Finally, just a couple hundred feet off the ground, we saw the cross. I landed the plane. In fact, I landed it 7 times. Finally, it all came to a stop, and the minute we stopped, the pilot woke up. The voice said,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.